Another big story we're following for you this morning, that massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Booms, they're now being battered in the water. And one of the main lines of defense here against the Gulf of Mexico oil spill may not in the end hold up. Meanwhile, BP is still, they say, about a week away from possibly being able to contain the underwater leak. All of this while the size of Delaware, the size of Delaware, as we've been estimating, actually moves closer and closer to shore. CNN's Reynolds Wolf has been live for us in Venice, Louisiana this morning. Reynolds, let's just start with this big spill. As we said, size of Delaware moving closer and closer to all those different states. Do we have any indication yet when it will hit the shore?
Well, that's a great question. I can tell you this morning that there is a sense of urgency and opportunity as this thing is just sitting out there in the Gulf of Mexico. Some of it has actually moved into places called the Shinar Islands that are not far from the Louisiana coast, about 20 miles east of Louisiana. I can tell you that the urgency is getting out there and trying to contain this as quickly as they possibly can. I'll tell you, this is the first day, first time in about 36 hours, the weather should cooperate where crews can actually get out on the open water and get back to work. When I say get back to work, what they're going to do is lay out more of that emergency boom. As you take a look at this video, over 300,000 feet of the boom have been laid along parts of the Gulf Coast from Louisiana back to Mississippi, even to Alabama, and of course the Florida Panhandle. And get this, Brooke, there's over a million additional feet of the emergency boom that has yet to have been deployed. We've also talked about the chemical dispersant they've been spraying on the oil as it comes out of the major leaks. This chemical dispersant, they've used 150,000 gallons of it so far. It has a molecular bond with the oil as it leaves the leak, weighs it down, keeps it on the ocean floor. But the latest thing that they've tried, or they will try within the next possibly 5 to 6 days, is the subsea oil recovery system, which was built over in Port Fouchon, Louisiana, not far from where we happen to be at this time. It is a structure that weighs 125 tons. Enormous thing. Looks like almost like a two-story structure. Has a bit of a dome at the very top of it. And what it does actually draws the oil from the ocean floor, from this leak, all the way up to a ship, the Deepwater Enterprise, that will actually take the oil, harvest it, then bring it back to shore, or at least unload it on other craft who can then bring it back and safeguard the oil at shore. And if this works, if it goes to plan, it can actually recover, they believe, up to 85% of the oil that is leaking from one of these large three leaks underwater, which is certainly some great news. In terms of where exactly the oil happens to be, our friend and colleague Rob Marciano flew out yesterday, and I can tell you from his aerial observations, he mentioned that it was about 30 miles off, the thicker crude, about 30 miles off the Mississippi coast. The sheen and oil, some of the heavier crude, had infiltrated, as I mentioned, the Shinar Islands. It's about 20 miles east of our exact position. But again, as you mentioned, Brooke, this is a huge mass of oil, a mass of oil about the size of Delaware. Let's send it back to you.
And all, unfortunately, they can't shut it off just by hitting that blowout preventer. BP very frustrated over that. Reynolds Wolf, I'm heading down to the coast today. I'll see you there, friend. Thank you.